Black Book John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7, usually on Friday morning. He's gracious enough to join us a day earlier. Ryan, are you even curious what you got, why you got bumped up for 24 hours, who you got bumped up by?
Well, you didn't offer an explanation, so you know I just said we'll go with this. Yeah, I mean, what are we working with?
Babe Laufenberg, who is the Dallas Cowboys radio analyst, and I've been on television in the Big D for a long time, former backup quarterback down there. But they play tonight, the Saints in New Orleans, and he's going to hop on with us on the way to the airport tomorrow morning. So, and that's the only time he could do it. And I told him, I said, hey, I got Ryan Callahan. He said, well, I don't know, man. You know, but I don't want to hear anything about coaches. I don't want to hear anything about players deciding to sit out bowl games when coaches are leaving left and right and not even coaching their bowl games. So I'm done with that. The news of the day yesterday, Alante Taylor. The standout quarterback, who got invited to the Senior Bowl, by the way, in early February, which is a good lick for him, will forego the bowl game and get ready for the NFL draft. And I don't blame him one bit. Now, a couple years ago, this sort of stuck a little bit sideways with me.
Yeah, me too.
Now you got coaches going everywhere. It's the wild, wild west already. So this doesn't bother me at all anymore.
Yeah, well, and first of all, no surprise at all that Alante Taylor is leaving for the NFL. He was a senior this year. You know, certainly he had the extra year of eligibility due to COVID if he wanted to use it, but I don't think he's the type of player that thought he really needed that fifth year, and that's probably a fair read. So I think it's been his plan for a while now to leave after this season. And, you know, as far as the sitting out the bowl game, I think that's as much as, you know, that's not even a typical I'm opting out of the bowl game just to be safe thing. He's dealt with a foot injury down the stretch, and I think he feels that sitting out to rest that, get healthy, and get himself ready for the Senior Bowl, which is a big opportunity for him in terms of trying to get drafted, that was so important that he didn't need to put his foot injury at any further risk of re-aggravating that or setting back his progress. So it makes more sense for him to sit out the next month, get ready for the Senior Bowl, and not play in that game. I think he would kind of like to play in the game. It would be another audition for him too, but just with what he's dealt with lately made more sense. So in that case, I certainly don't mind the opting out, but obviously opting out of bowl games is more and more common these days for, you know, kind of the reasons you mentioned. It's, coaches and players and everybody, you got to look out for yourself.
Any idea where he might be projected, Ryan?
You know, I think right now he's probably more of a late round guy at this point, but I think he's got a skill set that could allow himself to put himself in, you know, more in the mid-round discussion if he plays well at the Senior Bowl. We've certainly seen guys go to the Senior Bowl and have a good week. You know, Josh Palmer certainly improved his stock last year after he entered the draft. So it's not unheard of for guys to play their way up, and he at least has a skill set that if he runs well, that's always, you know, one of the keys for defensive backs, receivers, guys like that. What 40 time do you post? If he runs well, he could play his way into a higher round discussion. But I think right now probably projects as a late round guy, maybe sneaking into the middle rounds if he does well.
Well, and good for him. Came out of Coffee County, and I mean, like you said, he's been there and paid his dues and all the way through. So I wish him well, and I think he's doing exactly the right thing. You know, we're all over the map here, but we're changing gears on a lot of different things, but. The very minute the Oklahoma job comes open, Josh Heupel's name, you know, is going to be attached to it. I mean, you know, he played there, won the Heisman Trophy there, very popular there still. Maybe not enough of a basis for him to have that job, but stranger things have happened. And, you know, and I know UT fans right now are sort of sitting on the pins and needles because they remember the Lane Kiffin thing. And, you know, Josh Heupel to Oklahoma would not surprise anybody, quite frankly.
Well, it wouldn't, but at the same time, it would surprise me quite a bit because of the way things ended the last time he was there. He was, if you're not familiar with the backstory there, he was sort of pushed out the door as the fall guy by Bob Stoops when things did not go well at Oklahoma his final year. The offense struggled a bit, and he kind of was the sacrificial lamb that year. And that didn't go very well with Josh Heupel. There have been, I think, some hard feelings, frankly. I don't think things were left on great terms there when he left Oklahoma last time. So it's his alma mater, but at the same time, Bob Stoops obviously still very heavily involved in that program. And to me, as long as that's the case, I don't know that they're likely to go down that road, frankly. I think there's a chance he could end up at Oklahoma maybe in the future, if you know, depending on how things go. That always could be something they could revisit later on, maybe. But right now, with Bob Stoops very much involved in that search, it seems like a stretch to me. So in addition to that, I think Josh Heupel probably needs a little more time. You know, I think the types of candidates Oklahoma's looking at, they're looking for a big-name coordinator or a guy who's proven himself quite a bit as a head coach. I think Josh Heupel, maybe ideally a year or two away at least from being in that discussion more. So I think Heupel would be down their board right now, frankly, anyway, compared to the types of guys that they're looking at out there. I mean, we're not even hearing a lot of Lane Kiffin buzz, which surprises me quite a bit. I mean, Lane Kiffin to me seems like he's tailor-made for that Oklahoma job with the type of offense they've run and everything like that, kind of continuing what they've done. We've not even heard Lane Kiffin's name a lot in that search, at least not so far. So I think there are a lot of quality names out there that Oklahoma would probably have to get past before we would hear a lot of Josh Heupel talk anyway. So frankly, I always thought it was a long shot, but especially knowing the kind of the history there, I would be very surprised if he ended up at Oklahoma this year.
Yeah, but as Greg said, right, Ryan, you can kind of understand some of the angst that Tennessee fans would have given the Lane Kiffin situation all those years ago.
Absolutely. Now, that part I 100% understand. And you know, we started hearing it with the LSU job. It's funny how it worked out. We thought it was going to be Lincoln Riley maybe leaving for LSU. Obviously, it goes differently. LSU goes down a different path, but Lincoln Riley goes to USC, and then the Oklahoma job comes open anyway. But even before that all happened, Tennessee fans could kind of look a couple steps ahead and say, wait a minute, this Oklahoma job comes open. We've seen this one before, 11 years ago now, and you know, I certainly understand that Tennessee fans have, you know, they feel they finally got a coaching hire, maybe right. They've seen enough from Josh Heupel in year one that they're thinking this actually looks pretty promising. This is where things usually get pulled out from under us, right? So I understand the sort of the PTSD involved there, but I think they're okay for this year. I would be pretty surprised if anything changed with Josh Heupel, and I think he'll be back for year two.
I'm only doing this because I got so many of my good friends are UT fans. They're just not smart enough to think it all the way through like you just did. Okay? Just, you... just kidding.
Great. Just, Ball boy's going to be calling Dane, everybody.
My buddy Kevin. I mean, I got UT fans all over the place. Is good friends. I'm just kidding, but certainly the also. Okay, you tell me then. Sunday night, I guess we'll find out where the bowls, all the bowls are going. Where's Tennessee going to land?
Yes, that's a really good question. And you know what? I'm a little bit gun shy on these in recent years because there've been a few times where we thought we knew where Tennessee was headed, and then it ended up being totally different on Selection Sunday. So it's been, you know, what just 2 years since Tennessee was back in Jacksonville, and so the you wouldn't think they're likely to go back to Jacksonville for the third time in 8 years, but crazier things have happened, and depending on how the selection process goes, you could maybe even make a case for Tennessee to be in play in Tampa. There have been some projections that had them in the Outback Bowl. I don't think either of those is all that likely, but because they're on the table, I think it makes it a really interesting process here down the stretch to see how things are going to go. You know, who gets the Citrus Bowl, and then who goes to the Outback Bowl? Those are two big questions that are not easily answered right now because, you know, Texas A&M losing last week, I think, kind of opened the door for, you know, does Kentucky go to the Citrus Bowl, or who ends up there? And then it kind of goes down from there. I still, if you made me guess right now, I still think they might end up right back where you guys are. I think they're headed to Nashville quite possibly. The Music City Bowl makes a ton of sense for Tennessee. They've always drawn well there. I think they're going to have a lot of interest in Tennessee. It's been 5 years since the last time they played in that game, so at least it's not been just 2 or 3 years. So I think the Music City Bowl makes a lot of sense, and Charlotte also would make a lot of sense, but I think Charlotte might make a lot of sense for South Carolina too. So those are the ones that I think are in play. I think it's one of those four, the two Florida games I mentioned, and then Charlotte and Nashville. But to me, the odds-on favorite is probably Nashville right now, but I wouldn't rule out one of those Florida Bowls having enough interest in Tennessee, knowing they've drawn pretty well the last two times they've been there.
Well, still to be, you know, what happens Saturday with Alabama-Georgia, because if Alabama doesn't make the playoffs, that pushes everybody back right. down, because Alabama's then going to go to the Sugar Bowl. Then you got Ole Miss. Where's Ole Miss going to go? Are they in a New Year's Six? New Year's Six or whatever. You're right. And even Arkansas is in play now, too, yeah. with that as well. I've seen projections everywhere. I mean, it is like, yeah, it's a crapshoot. Yeah. And
I was going to say, for Florida, it's interesting to me because two of the teams that have better records than Tennessee, and remember, the record's not the end-all, be-all. It's usually about this fit and what teams the Bulls want and where the teams want to be. And for two of the teams that could be in play in Florida to be Arkansas and Texas A&M, where that's not an easy trip for either of those fan bases, will those Florida Bulls want one of those teams at 8-4 over Tennessee at 7-5? That's what it comes down to, probably, because I think Kentucky probably ends up in one of those Florida Bowls. Mm. So does the other one go to an 8-4 A&M or an 8-4 Arkansas over Tennessee? My guess is that Alabama, at the very worst, falls into the New Year's Six, and Ole Miss also goes there, but we'll see about that. But you're right, an Alabama loss potentially at least could complicate things. But my guess is those top three, Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss, end up in the New Year's Six and the playoff in some form or fashion. Then that leaves Kentucky and most likely an 8-4 team to maybe be the favorites for those top two Florida Bowls.
Well, here's why you want the Music City Bowl, because John and I are going to take you out to dinner for all the times you've come on with
us. That's right.
Okay? I'm serious.
We're going to hook you up, man. Hey,
let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to get a quick men's hoop question in. Finally got a chance to get a look at them the other night against Presbyterian. Obviously, they're not going to shoot 52% from three every night, I'm guessing. But, and you got to consider the competition. But I really like the way they spread the floor and get their shooters open looks. And they got some guys that can knock down some threes.
They do. And, Tennessee's an interesting team. They've obviously had some ups and downs already in a very young season. And I think that's going to continue to be the case a little bit, because they are going to live with the 3-point shot in quite a few games, it looks like. But they came out and played well and took care of business the other night. And as expected, last week we kind of saw what this team is capable of doing. You kind of saw the floor and the ceiling a little bit for what this team can accomplish. Having a bad game, obviously, against Villanova, and then coming back and beating North Carolina the next day. So I think it's a talented team. It's going to be a fun team to watch for the most part, but I think they're also young enough and just streaky enough as shooters that it could be that kind of year where they have a few frustrating games like they did against Villanova. So definitely a pretty good start overall so far, but definitely you can see that it's a work in progress as well, and that this is a team that probably will get better throughout the year, as Rick Barnes' teams often have.
And we were talking, how close? I know the Lady Vols are, 7-0, 10th in the country. I don't think they'd ever get back to the Shemeika Holkwalls day or those three-in-a-row days or of the just where every year Final Four is expected. But they're getting closer. Fair enough?
They are. Not a lot of people. I noticed odds, if you're into that kind of thing, and those odds on that, the national championship and things like that. Nobody's really thinking Tennessee's going to make the Final Four this year or be a national title contender. But they're off to a solid start, and they look like they're at least taking steps toward being that type of program again. So it's been a gradual process. They've got to continue to recruit at a higher level, like they did years ago, even toward the end of the Pat Summit era. So they're getting back there, though, and that's I think Kelly Harper's done a really nice job in kind of getting that program on a more solid ground than it was just a few years ago, and she's done it pretty quickly. So I think they're off to a good start, and we'll see. Maybe they do get back in that Final Four discussion a little bit more, but at the very least, they're looking like a Sweet 16 team, and that's becoming more of an every-year thing now the last couple of years. So we'll see if they can keep that up. But I think they're certainly on track for, to be one of the top teams in the SEC, and that's where they want to be.
Tennessee's going to be in the Gator Bowl against Penn State. I want to hear your prediction.
I would like that matchup. I think Tennessee fans would love another trip to Florida if it could happen. But you touched on it there. I think it's all about the matchup. You know, sometimes you get the better bowl and the worst matchup. You know, if you get the right team, I've seen Clemson out there in some bowl projections. You get Tennessee at Clemson or Penn State.
In Charlotte?
Tennessee Clemson, yeah.
So in Charlotte? Up, watch that.
Yeah. So fans are all in on that kind of stuff. So I'd love to see that matchup, Tennessee's offense against Penn State. You know, can they outscore Penn State with a pretty good defense? That's that's an interesting matchup. I'd love to see that against James Franklin again.
Yeah, you're going to go Sunday night. Well, that old Pogue boy, well, you know, there he is again. Hey, Ryan, thanks, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Ryan.
Anytime. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, anytime, like Thursday.
Yeah, like Thursday instead of Friday. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, see you, Ryan. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. We'll take a break. Hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to call